Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have some powerful services in them jails and prisons in time past. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. We're going to continue the message. We talked about the names of God. We are on Jehovah Kadisi, which is the Lord that sanctifies. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast, the continuation of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. The Lord wants to sanctify His people in them, so that the people may see Jesus. I'm telling you, it's time to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. The world is not ashamed of the evil that they do. Look at how they bold they are about the homosexual movement. They're very bold. In the schools, they're teaching it. The kids think it's a normal way of life. That's how bold the world has gotten. No fear of God. People have lost their fear of God. But the Lord wants to sanctify Himself among the people, to let the people know God is still on the throne. I'm telling you, holiness is still right. People are trying to leave it, go somewhere else, and try to do something to substitute for it. But holiness is the only way to get to God. Because God is a holy God. And it's written in Isaiah 62 and 12, where he said, what did he say, Missionary Velvet, in Isaiah 62 and 12? Because people, I'm a Bible preacher. I'm a Jesus man and a Bible man. What did the Bible say in Isaiah 62 and 12? Praise God.
And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord.
And they shall call them the holy people.
The redeemed of the Lord.
The redeemed of the Lord.
They shall be called sought out.
They shall be called sought out.
A city not forsaken.
A city not forsaken. That's what God wants His people to be called. The holy people. People want to name themselves something else. But God said, be holy. You must be holy to enter into the kingdom of God. The Bible declares in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You must be holy to enter into the kingdom of God. That's the reason why Jesus come, being Jehovah Kadisi, the Lord that sanctifies. He wants to wash us and clean us up so that we can be holy like God commanded. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go to Ezekiel 36 and pick up at verse 23. What did the Bible say? Ezekiel 36 and 23.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. And I will sanctify my great name, which will be famed among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in your and you before their eyes.
Amen. God said he's going to sanctify his great name among the heathen who have the heathen unblasphemed it. Amen. Use it as a curse word. You hear me? Praise God. But God said, I will sanctify my name. Let the people know God is still on the throne. Amen. I got news to let you know. Even though the world has gone so far to the left doing what they want to do, saying that, amen, they got their choices to make. They can take care of their own selves. You got women want to make their own choices for their own body, so they say, and all that stuff. But I got news to let you know. God is still on the throne. God is still God. And he wants to sanctify the great name among the people. Let people know holiness is still right. The Lord wants somebody to be a witness for him. It's time to stand up for holiness. Sin, let people know sin is sin. God is not pleased with the sins of the people. It's time to let sin go. It's time to put sin aside and start to live holy for Jesus. I'm telling you, time out for playing church. It's time to be real for God. Amen. Praise God. Folks, amen, try to profane the Lord's name. Amen. Talk evil about the church. Talk evil about the ways of the Lord. Turn their back on God. Amen. Children being taught is normal to be gay. It's normal to be a homosexual. It's normal to be transgender, to be a lesbian. But I got news to let you know. It's time to sanctify the Lord God in the people. God is still God. People need to learn to fear the Lord. People say you don't supposed to fear God. You say love him. How can you love God not obeying his word? Doing evil in his eyes. But I want to let you know to love God means to obey his word. To keep his commandments. Because the Lord wants people to obey his word. That's when you love God. Praise God. And you want God to love you, live right. Keep his commandments. And the Lord will love you. Yes, he will. He will love you when you keep his commandments. Praise God. Teach your children to fear God. Amen. Because, amen, if they don't learn how to fear God, then they're going to learn the hard way to fear God. Because the Bible says the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Praise God. And like Missionary Velvet read, God will sanctify his name among the heathens before the eyes. Amen. And when God sanctifies his great name, people know that God is still on the throne. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. What else it said, Missionary Velvet?
The 24th. So I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land.
The Lord will take you out among the heathen. The Lord will separate yourself. Separate yourself from them. The Lord will take people out of the world of sin. Take you out of sin. Wash you and clean you up. And place you where he wants you to be. In the holy church. So you can serve the Lord, live for him. You don't have to be out there running the streets. Amen. Going to the clubs. You that's incarcerated. You don't have to be going around trying to make mash to satisfy your alcoholic desire. You don't have to be out there trying to get drugs inside the prison to satisfy your drug habit. But the Lord will deliver you from that drug demon. Deliver you from that drinking demon. Set you free from them evil spirits so that you can be a child of God. Amen. Saved people don't be using profanity. You don't talk profanity because the Lord will save you and deliver you from profanity. Oh, yes, he will. And make your life brand new. Amen. Praise God. because the Lord will sanctify his great name through us among the heathen.
The 25th verse said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness, from all your idols, will I cleanse you.
Amen. The blood got two things. The blood will wash you, and water from his blood will sprinkle upon you to keep you, to clean you up, to cleanse you. Yes, it will. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug. Lord, the common cold. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch the prisoners. Let them know, God, you come to change their lives. Turn their life around. Make their life brand new. Lord, go into the churches. Lord, go around to the churches. Lord, let revival break out among the people. Lord, that the folks may get it like the Bible said. So be ready. Go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise the song. Say, I'm on the altar, Lord. I want you to bless my soul. Bless my soul, Lord. I want you to bless my soul. That we want the Lord to be able to do to clean us up. And to bless us so we can be able to live holy each and every day. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often said, Jesus loves you even more. If he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. There is nothing too hard for my God to do. You just open your hearts up to him and cry out to him. And he will deliver you. Those in the free will, your prayer is supported by our ministry. Continue to pray for us, and we pray for you that the Lord may grant you your heart's desire, that the Lord may supply your every need. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised us, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vail and myself. The Lord will open up doors, that more doors, that we get into more jails and prisons and spread the gospel of the love of Jesus Christ to those that behind prison bars. And those of you that's incarcerated, you can write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisons are free. Your letters that you write, Missionary Vail can get them and sort them out, and we can read them on our broadcast during letter time. So those of you that like to hear your letters read on the broadcast, write our ministry. And we'd be glad to read your letters on our prison ministry broadcast. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. The Heaven Bound Train website is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible, visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.